the creation. If you go out on a starry night, you must stand amazed at the expanse and size of the universe, the majesty of the night sky, especially when seen away from the intrusive lighting of the village. Does your breath quicken when you view the world of nature around Kemney, or the intricate beauty of a flower? How often in Good Morning Group do we give praise and thanks for the beauty of this world, especially here in our own village? God appointed us custodians to look after his world, his creation. The story of creation is so familiar to us, but Muriel and I felt it had been a long time since we visited that reading. So, of course, it is most appropriate for this Sunday, the first Sunday of the new year.
Genesis chapter 1, the beginning. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters.
Before creation, there was nothing at all. Nothing existed except God. He has always existed. It is suggested by some scientists and other people that everything always existed, or that there was a big bang that made everything. But we know and believe that it is the handiwork of God the Almighty, the author of creation.
And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And God said, "Let there be an expanse between the waters to separate water from water." So God made the expanse and separated the water under the expanse from the water above it. And it was so. God called the expanse sky, and there was evening, and there was morning, the second day. And God said, "Let the water under the sky be gathered to one place, and let dry ground appear." And it was so. God called the dry ground land, and the gathered waters he called seas. And God saw that it was good.
And God saw that it was good.
Then God said, "Let the land produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants and trees on the land that bear fruit with seed in it, according to their various kinds." And it was so. The land produced vegetation, plants bearing seed according to their kinds, and trees bearing fruit with seed in it according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good.
And God saw that it was good.
And there was evening, and there was morning, the third day.
What we see now is all kinds and colours of flowers, daisies and daffodils, roses and orchids, bluebells and sunflowers, and many, many more. Bushes and trees also, and fruit trees, and lots, lots more. Earth was now a very beautiful place.
And God said, "Let there be lights in the expanse of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them serve as signs to mark seasons and days and years, and let them be lights in the expanse of the sky to give light on the earth." And it was so. God made two great lights, the greater light to govern the day and the lesser light to govern the night. He also made the stars. God set them in the expanse of the sky to give light on the earth, to govern the day and the night, and to separate light from darkness. And God saw that it was good.
And God saw that it was good.
And there was evening, and there was morning, the fourth day. Where previously outer space was just space, God now filled it with all kinds of beautiful things. The lights include the sun, the moon, the twinkling stars, as well as many planets in our solar system, and so much more. And now we have days, seasons, years. We have time.
And God said, let the water teem with living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the expanse of the sky. So God created the great creatures of the sea and every living and moving thing with which the water teems according to their kinds, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good.
And God saw that it was good.
God blessed them and said, be fruitful and increase in number and fill the water in the seas and let the birds increase on the earth. And there was evening and there was morning, the fifth day. And God said, let the land produce living creatures according to their kinds, livestock, creatures that move along the ground, wild animals, each according to its kind. And it was so. God made the wild animals according to their kinds, the livestock according to their kinds, and all the creatures that move along the ground according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good.
And God saw that it was good. On the fifth day of creation, the earth was ready to support animal life. God had made water, soil, air, and plants and fruits for food. He had also created the sun to give light and warmth. Now God created earth's first inhabitants, the animals that live in the sea and those that fly in the air. He gave us fish, whales, corals, clams, squid, jellyfish, and so much more. He gave us eagles, sparrows, blackbirds, bats, owls, and so much more. Aren't we lucky today that we can sit in the comfort of our homes and watch the habits of the rarest and most endangered of animals, mainly due to the BBC and David Attenborough? As for the mysterious world God made under the sun, how could we ever imagine how amazing and wonderful it is if it wasn't for the blue planet recently shown?
Then God said, let us make man in our image, in likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God he created him. Male and female he created them. God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, and over every living creature that moves on the ground. Then God said, I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth, and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food. And to all the beasts of the earth, and all the birds of the air, and all the creatures that move on the ground, everything that has the breath of life in it, I give every green plant for food. And it was so. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good.
God saw all that he had made, and it was very good.
And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day.
On this one day, when he had made man, God said, it was very good. we must remind ourselves that we are part of God's creation, perfect man made in God's image. But as we find out, very soon man is tempted. And so it goes on today. We ask God's forgiveness because we are not perfect, but we know he listens and answers our prayers. On the seventh day, God rested.
In the beginning, ere time began and hour was dark, long ere the world was made and chaos reigned o'er the abyss, let there be licht, he said. And licht there was, he ca'd it day, and darkness ca'd he nicht. There was evening, there was morning, and the colours pleased his sicht. In sign he raised the lift abeen, cerulean tinted dome. There was evening, there was morning, and the colours pleased his sicht. Then he gathered a' the waters, and he made the seven seas, and the land he raised abeen them, where he planted grass and trees. And the mony-tinted flowers, and the herbs that sweetly blow, tree and leaf and seed and berry, aye, he made them, een and a'. Sun, moon, and stars he lifted up, splendent celestial spheres, to lift the earth and mark the days, the seasons, signs, and years. Then he filled the teeming waters with fish and muckle fowls, and every living creature that loups or swims or crawls.
In the oceans and abeen them, in the currents o' the air, he made the tribes of feathered folk that ply their business there. He made a' the little craters that creep upon the ground, ox, lion, moose, and elephant, he made them, every one. He filled the waters, earth, and air with routh the living things, the fowl that blaws, the bull that roars, the little bird that sings. And man he made, and woman, in the morning world to dwell, to rule over his creation in the likeness o' himsel. And seeds and fruits he gave to them for sustenance and mate, and to every living creature the herbs that he could eat. God sat him doon and looked roon at a' thing he had done. There was evening, there was morning, and the seventh day had come. He looked o'er the bonny world, o'er mountain, plain, and flood, o'er islands, seas, and continents, and he saw that it was good.
And on the seventh day, God rested.
Let us pray. Thank you, God, for this amazing world you gave us. Everywhere we look, we can see your hand. In the hills, the valleys, the rivers, the seas, we can see it in the flowers, in the trees. We see it in spring, summer, autumn, and winter. And yet, unfortunately, we tend to take them all for granted. You gave us all this wonder and beauty, but gradually we are destroying it. Help us to appreciate your world and to take care of it. We don't own it. Thank you, God. Amen.